and the Daily Tailway, Monday night, with Flemmo Weisbart.
It's Migdal something. Amy Migdal. He says, yeah. He says, Rabbi, it's true, it's not from. You're the man I want, she says. What do you mean? He says, look, my son's in the army in Israel, and he's going to fight tomorrow. It's a serious war. I need a blessing from you. So he says to her, yeah, I'll give you a blessing. You should come back safe and sound, and he should be okay. She says, no, Rabbi, I need more than that. He says, look, I'm giving you a blessing. Hopefully, you should pray to God, and he'll come back safe and sound. He says, no, I need more. So he thinks for a few seconds. He takes out his wallet, opens it up, and takes out a very folded piece of paper. He says, look, this is a kamiya, it's an amulet. He says, take this, and your son should take this to war. He should pray that God should be with him and save him. So her face lit up. Says, thank you, Rabbi, I can't thank you enough. Thank you so very much. Thank you. She went away. This rabbi who was there, he was saying over his story, he said, I couldn't miss this opportunity. He said, the plane took off, and after a while, I went over to this Rabbi Grossman. He said, Rabbi Grossman, he says, have you got a kamiya for me? So Gross says, I don't give out kamiyas. He said, sorry? He said, can I ask you for a kamiya? He said, I don't give out kamiyas. It's not my line. I don't give out kamiyas. He said, surely, Sam, I can't understand. So sorry, but I was just here, and I saw that you gave out a kamiya. He said, that's different. He says, that kamiya is my great-grandfather. He gave it to me years ago. And I've kept it for years as my own personal kamiya. But when I saw a yid over here who was so distressed that I felt I could help her, what? I don't know what happened. I don't know. The lesson from him you can learn from. That's the most important lesson to learn from. But on the way to go out of your way to help someone else. Right, everybody, side. Let's have a look over here. So, you like watching? Ah, please. You're just throwing that radio. Right. Let's just quickly recap. Oh, so I looked a bit. I have to look a bit more over Shabbos, but I was showing about these photos. But I looked a little bit about the photos over here. I found in a safer here the. What's his name? We were talking about having a Hanor from a photo, yeah? So in the safer. Halicha Shabbos, but Shabbos, actually, very interesting what he says. If I can find it here. Halicha Shabbos, but Shabbos. He's talking about if a goy took a photo for you on Shabbos, can you have a nor from that photo? Can you ever have a nor from that photo? Is there a kedusha yasu? So we said yes, if for the poskim, that lechora, you can't have a nor from that photo. Because it's a form of kedusha yasu. Over here, he brings down in this sefer, Hilchos Shabbos b'Shabbos. Sorry, just photos. Photos. Amirin Akum, Steve Tess. Actually, says a very interesting thing what he says, because I found a baby Kiddush. He's talking about. No, it's more Shabbat, it's good, thank you. Vav Zion. Hilchos Shabbos b'Shabbos, Steve Tess. He says over here, very Sechidish actually, he's very, very machmeh, but he says over here, Medivra Agro, from all this you can learn, he says, Im Silma Tumunas B'Shabbos, if they took a photo on Shabbos, Abu Yisrael, on behalf of the Yid, also the Huntsman of Olam, you ask them to have benefit from that photo forever. The Chain, Chol Mini Chadoshes, any news items. Shenemu b'Shabbos, which was said on Shabbos, she yevshalehem b'loichil b'Shabbos, and also Abu Yisrael. It was done for Yisrael. Also lehonsman b'chayil la'olam. You can't have a gnaw from that ever in the weekday. Im nasa Abu Yisrael. Now chayil is talking about a newspaper. You don't know which yid the newspaper is going to be sold to, but do you know the newspaper is being sold to Eden? If you take a photo, you take something there, which Lemaise is going to be a photo, that photo you could not have an offer forever. They just bring a machloek because it looks like an interesting thing. Lemaise, the question is, this Issa Hanor is on that photo definitely. Does it extend if someone takes a replica of that photo? That seems to be an issue. But it seems if a newspaper prints an item from a non-Jew took a photo of a special item, something that happened on Shabbos, you cannot have an offer on that photo. Finish. Okay, that was number one. Then we spoke about, the next thing we spoke about, oh, that was very interesting, about crossing a road. That was also very interesting, what we spoke about yesterday. So we spoke about when you cross a road by a zebra crossing. So we said yesterday, that's poshut, remiza is not allowed to be done. You mustn't ask a non-Jew to do malach for you on Shabbos. So if you ask a non-Jew to stop the car for you, that's a malacha. So we discussed yesterday what the malacha was, what exactly malacha was by stopping a car. So I told you, it's not the lights, it's not that. It's lechayra. The problem is that you're doing hotzor. Yeah? Because the car stops. So Simcha said yesterday, it's a good time. Lechayra, if there's an air, there's no problem. I won't tell you when I thought about this, but the mice, I think you're wrong, Simcha, I must tell you. Because the akira started outside the eruv. So you have to know. It's not so posh. It doesn't mean that the goy started in Broughton Park. He's driving his car. It's very possible he came from somewhere where there was no eruv, and he's driving. He stops now. So the mice are doing that knock here. So I don't know if it's going to help. You have to know. You're right. It could be stopped before.
Could have stopped at any junction in Broughton Park.
Possible. You don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure what that is. I don't know. That's the thing. So the mice.
Well, stopping and starting in junctions and streets,
too. I don't know, I'm not sure. Maybe. You have to stop, depends. A lot of people drive, they can drive from one place without stopping anywhere. It's not uncommon. So we spoke about yesterday, so what about stopping the road? I looked yesterday, so the highway code, in the highway code, it says that the halacha is that when a person puts his foot on the actual zebra crossing, then there's a chiv for the driver to stop. So Shailis, what does that mean now? So if I put my foot on the zebra crossing, now this non-Jew is driving his car, the host is going to stop. So I would have thought that's a problem. I must say, I would have thought it's a problem.
You're not Mitzavah.
Who's Mitzavah?
He's not Mitzavah.
What?
He's not in the
Tzavah. You're standing there. You're
that is the Tzavah.
I don't stand with him.
Who's Mitzavah?
You know, if I stand on that thing, so it's that time to stop. That's not a Rubiza. Who's telling him?
Yeah,
but I'm putting myself in that muscle. But Al-Khara, I'm putting myself in that situation.
Yeah.
He's telling the government, telling him. He's like, I must say, many possible say what he said, I can't understand
it. Time
it away. That's an eight. I want to come before that. I want to know, are you allowed to stand on the actual zebra crossing? Can you put it on the zebra crossing? So he's standing over here, which is, I can hear a bit of a swallow. I don't really understand it. But he's standing a swallow. It's not your zebra. It's your zebra. No, you wouldn't be there. That it wouldn't stop. So why is that not a zebra?
Causing another issue.
I don't understand it. He said it's not a zebra. The Maisa, the Orech HaShabbah, he's not going with your swallow. The Orech HaShabbah is over here when he speaks about the Shaila here. It's very, very ancient Orech HaShabbah. Let's just see if we can find it. See if Mem Gimel. Orech HaShabbah is over here. Said, I don't understand this Torah, I must tell you. The Orech HaShabbah, Nira Shamidosa Shal Odom, Al Sfasam Madrecha, Eina Munagerski Ramiza, the Noegim Shiatsu. I don't know what he means. He says it's not called a remiza. He doesn't say you're sorry. He says, Shalai also shumaisa. You haven't done any action. If you stop the car going on the road, you walk on the road, you stop the car going, that's the problem. But he says, just to go there, I don't know why that's called a remiza. You're telling me another swara. His swara is that it's called only remiza. It's not your swara. It's a different swara. I don't know why that is a remiza. I can't understand why that's a remiza. Sorry? I don't understand why that's a remiza. That's not a remiza. That's I would have thought, direct action, he says. I would have thought it's Mamash Klaw to do it. So that's what he says. In the safer.
He says okay on the Shabbos.
So he says okay.
No, but Shabbos doesn't say you know the zebra crossing.
Sure, zebra crossing.
You're still on the pavement.
Oh, you're not even talking about a zebra crossing.
No,
it's quite right, actually. It's quite right. You're quite right. That's to us, you're right then. That must be true. If you that's a normal thing.
That's on the pavement, yeah.
No, it's quite right. It's time. Yeah, quite right. So it could be on the zebra crossing. It might be worse than that. Could be. In what do you call it? In the Sefer Nishmas of Rome, he speaks much about this guy. He says, come out yours, Yeshlem Chaik. There's a rule. She'im Odom writes a lava kavish maniach raglav ala kavish. He puts his foot on the road. Oz mechayav in ha'utav to stop. Are you allowed to cross? Tshuva is mutter. No problem. He says why? Because first when he goes on, that's what it means. First when he goes on, that there's no extra malach is done when he stops. There's no havara, there's no kibui. He says there's no.
Is that on the street or is that zebra?
No, he's talking about a choik. Here we're talking about a zebra. Yeah. Here he's talking about this case now where they're obligated to stop.
Yeah.
But he says over here that it's not a problem. First of all, he starts with no problem at all. Why? Because the mice is no more petrol being used up, no more, he goes with the lights, no more problem with the lights and the thing and everything. There's no problem at all. Yeah? He says, the lights go on or stop because of it. That's not a secretion. That's not a problem, he says. Then he says, Yosra. He says, also, oi tam lahat here, to akam oi to eno isa vishul to which is sorry. He's not stopping to eat. Rakshu honestly kakapi achoik. He's forced because of the nays. That's not Yosra mamish. He says, you won't get in trouble with the law. So he's not really doing it for the Eid, he's doing it for the not to be caught by the government or the police. He doesn't want to get a punishment. So that's what he tied it. I don't know, interesting story. I don't know, I must say, I can't remember. But as far as I did ask him, this question about it many years ago. And he was the one trouble with Hanocha. I can't remember 100% what he answered. As far as I remember, but I'm not 100% on this, as far as I remember, you told me that the zebra crossing is problematic and anywhere else is okay. Yeah, so he's right then. If you don't stand on the zebra crossing itself, then the whole thing falls away, yeah? There's no problem.
You're standing there.
Yeah, but he's not going to stop.
But I think that here on the corner of the first street. What about on the corner of the first street, the zebra crossing there?
Same
one. Where? Same one. It's also the zebra crossing. Yeah, but the same one. So you have to know. Okay, always. Let's move on to this one, to today's thing. Also very interesting. That's a shaila now today. Can you order a taxi? Taxi passes. Someone wants a Shabbos, this is 10:30, and he orders a taxi, let's say, for 10:32. Same thing. Not on Shabbos. Shabbos, you order before Shabbos for Motsu Shabbos, but straight away. And the guy, if the guy wants to come, there's no other way of doing it besides driving on Shabbos. He can't do it. It's impossible to get there. Really. Is that allowed? That's the question tonight. Is he allowed to do that?
I guess it depends. If I ask him, is the taxi in 2 minutes, or I say, well, let me go the next one around. That'll make a big difference.
When are you asking? It's on Friday afternoon. You phone up taxi stand. The marshal max 10:30. You've got to get to the airport. You have to get to the airport to be there for 11:05. And I don't get time to give me like this. The mice say, you need that taxi as soon as possible. Now, he's right. If you ask the taxi driver to come to the marshal, let's say you tell him, I don't mind coming between 10:30 and 11 in time, that's really much better. If you're not limiting, you're not telling him what time to come. It means you're giving him plenty of time to come. It's up to him when he wants to come, and there's plenty of time for after Shabbos to drive up to you, there's no problem. I'm talking about a case of where you're limiting him, and the only way he can come to you...
How far is the hub?
First of all, I don't know if it's said again. That's an interesting point as well. Who says he's at the hub? Most of these taxis, hopefully, are not staying at the hub.
Right.
He's driving around. So that's an interesting point, what Simcha's saying. Is, do you have to be choshe? Maybe he might be nearby anyway. Mm-hmm. It's possible that he's nearby. It's very possible. You have to know. I don't know what the chances are, but it's possible. On the other hand, it's very likely not. Very often they've got jobs. They're not doing local jobs, really. Very likely they're going to be doing longer jobs. So it could be he's not going to be here. So is that a problem at all? So let's start from the very beginning. Very interesting over here, this thing. Is there's a heter of asking a goy to do something which he doesn't have to do a malacha for. For example, the classic example is actually, you are put on a cleaning lady, let's say, or someone, domestic help to come to the house, and you ask to wash up your kalim on Friday night for Shabbos. Allowed to do it. So the goy comes in, and they turn the hot water tap on, the compy system flares up, and they wash all the stuff. Is that allowed? She
do
it herself. But on top of that, it has to be that in the shiur herself, it has to be that she could do it ahead of her. She could really wash the cold water. The Chazal say whenever a person can do something, a goy can do something ahead of her, the non-Jew could really do it in a way that's allowed. Puts, they're doing their own convenience in a way to make it more convenient for them. They're using an issa, that's not a problem. I mean, Akim, you've done nothing wrong. It's much more convenient to do that. That's true. It's much more convenient. That's true. It's a chiddush, actually, right. Now, most normal people wouldn't wash up in cold water. But about there's a potential, there is a chance you could do it by heter. I mean, if you would wash up on Friday night, you'd do it in cold water. So since it could be done in cold water, that's not a problem. So you have to give her something which is not schita. We should give her a brush or something. Which she give her something. There's a scrubbing up cloth there which is not schita. You've got like a full of mesh, full of holes. So you know, quite right. Yeah, it has to be something which she could do without a problem.
Is she allowed to wash it on the altar?
Yeah, same thing. Another case that's also very interesting in the Moshe, the Post can speak about this. The Aruch HaShabbos speaks about this actually. And that is, let's see if I and Allah, very interesting. Halacha, can you go to an electric door on Shabbos? Moshe, you want to go into the hospital, let's say, for example, visit someone. Let's say, that's not about hospital. Someone else, you want to go visit a friend. And there's a guy who stands by the door there, and he has to buzz the door to let you in. Is that a problem to go and visit someone like that on Shabbos? Yeah. What? Is I'm asking, is that a problem to go by yourself? So he says over here, the Aruch HaShabbos is very interesting. He says, the mice has no problem. Shoyim Nochri, Hayoshim Echeda Kinesi, he sits there by the entrance, the Binyan or the Besa Knesset, where Gia Yisrael, who Pesach Avuris Adesa, the Lechitz Al Kafta, he pushes the electric button. In order to let the Yid go in, he pushes the button to let the Yid come in. Ein Vedova Issam Adin. There's no Issam in Adin. He could do it manually if he wanted to. He would come up and get it open the door manually. What he's doing is it's for his own convenience. There's a way of doing a beheta. It's true. Most times when he opens that door, he's not going to get up. It's all why should he get up? Might as well sit down. But the man. What?
The sliding doors.
First, I don't think that's true. I must tell you, I always had this question, but you're right. Because you must be. Why is there a power cut? Why do the electric fails? There must be a way to open a door.
It can be an emergency exit.
I don't think you have to go through a I'm sure you can open that door. There must be a way to open that door.
Must be 100%.
I can't believe that you get stuck in there. The only way to get out is through an emergency exit. I can't believe it. There must be a manual way to get out.
A block of flats.
I would have thought so. He's telling us, that's what he's saying. He's a master. But if he wanted to, he'll come and open the door for you manually. But he decides he's not doing it like that. That's okay. Yeah? But, in a case where you tell a goy to do something, which the Maya says it's not possible for the goy to do without doing a malacha. So the Moshe, let's say for example, this case over here, you tell a goy to fetch you on Motzei Shabbos, and the only way you can do it really is to drive on Shabbos to get to you. That lecher is much worse. Because he's got no other way of doing it. So he says over here, what? Oh, so someone wanted to tell the Maya who told him about coming before Shabbos.
Yeah.
So on that, he even said, "Nishmas Avraham," where he says, "It has to make sense. He's not going to waste his whole day. I mean, you might pay him a lot of money to go to the airport, but it's not worth it. To be able to do that." I must tell you, someone asked me this question many, many years ago. Again, unfortunately, Chaval, I asked my father, "The Meister, good kasher. Let's say someone calls. He's making a simcha on Shabbos morning, and he calls a waiters to come from Bolton on Shabbos morning." Now, I might say, you know the waiter is not going to walk from Bolton to Prestwich. It's Behech who's going to take a car. What hetz have you got to do that?
They do it for themselves.
But that's always like that, but that's not a hetz in Hilchus thing. Every time he gets paid for doing a job, he gets work for himself. I might say, you mustn't do it on Shabbos, you mustn't have
there. I could take a little waiter.
I don't know if I... This person told me he asked many, many Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael this kasha. Many, many people had to throw this kasha, and the Maisi, he said it was a kasha. I don't know, I asked him a father because he told me to tell it straight away. Unfortunately, I don't remember if it's a kasha. It's mutter. The shayla is, I remember someone was declaring, it was an interesting shayla, which the Maisi are busy with, which could be get us. When does this goy belong to you? When is this goy your employee?
You're paying for my lunch.
When is that?
Yeah.
In a house. That means if you pay him for mileage, you pay him for transportation, then it could be starts from Bolton being your shliach. That lechol is much worse. But someone wanted to say a swara that over here you only start paying him for when he comes to you. That means if he doesn't turn up, he's not employed by you. He's only employed when he comes to your door. If that's true, then you could say the same with a taxi. The Meiser, it's not so posh with a taxi. A taxi at the time is working. You want that chafetz. You want the car to come. And that car has to be brought to you. The only way to bring that car to you is in this way. So it's not so simple. This case over here is not so simple. I mean, yes, Lodum, what one's supposed to do.
You don't pay for that.
Sorry?
You don't pay for that.
You are really. That's what you're paying for. You're paying for the car to be here. You don't want him here without the car. You need him here with the cart. You're paying him, Mamish, you're paying him for the cart, Taka. You need the car service. You want him to be with the car. At some possible time, this case is worse. So he says over here, what's the name? Yes, it's not his name, Mayor of Shabbos, not a knocker, she's telling me over Shabbos, okay, sorry, I'm not going to say Shabbos. Yes, Lord of the Hatha says, once we judge whether you're allowed to do this. And here, in the Hilchos Shabbos, B'Shabbos, where's he's gone? Hilchos Shabbos, B'Shabbos. Let me see if I am. He time is over here. You saw she is in Eretz Shabbos. Monis Megoyim Novelam Yamat Shabbos. Sorech Laham to Bechdei Sheyasu. The only way to do it is to wait Bechdei Sheyasu before you use him. Say when I ask a shayla, it's a very interesting shayla. So I'm saying someone's in a rush to get to the airport. He managed to get somewhere and he needs the taxi straight away as soon as Shabbos goes out. He's getting the taxi. It's an answer to shayla. What you're allowed to do?
Bechdei Sheyasu. You have to ask him where did he come from.
You have to know how far. You have to give him a bit of time. I'm asking you, right? Yeah. So how far that is?
He says on my way. It could be no traffic.
Okay, Rabbi Tashkar. Thank you.